I like rain. It makes things green. Grass grows. Trees are pretty. I don't like drought. Everything's brown. That's, eh. I just want everybody to be safe, so let's know about the severe thunderstorms happening after lunchtime today and continuing through this time tomorrow morning, Joe. So this isn't a passing fancy.
No.
This is going to be a pattern before we get into clouds Wednesday and Thursday, but only a 10% chance. That's the good news. WGCLradio.com shows you everything. You had a tremendously busy weekend, a great induction ceremony at the Monroe County Hall of Fame. The Herald Times doing a very nice job of giving you you all a nice write-up on that on Saturday morning on all of that. And a busy weekend on the links at Cascades as the city golf tournament rolls on.
Well, after an opening round that spared itself any first-round surprises Saturday in the 87th Annual City Golf Championship, Sunday's quarterfinals is a different story as three-time city champ Mitch Ord topped the list of local linkmen to be ousted in match play, falling to Anthony Robertson 3-2, ending a run that could have brought the former Mustang his fourth title in 5 years. That will not be as Robertson, who played as a North Cougar in his high school days, and a good one at that, moves on to this weekend's semifinals. Key putts fell into the cup on Sunday for Anthony, and Robertson, no stranger to city tournaments, moves into his first semifinal in 10 years with the win. Robertson, the 9 seed, he is the golf and ground superintendent out at the Bloomington Country Club. He was a city finalist 17 years ago after he just completed his sophomore year at Bloomington North, a year that he had qualified for a state at the age of 16, and ironically now faces former Cougar teammate Chris Williams, a 6-5 winner over IU redshirt wide receiver Mitchell Page, who took the clubs out this weekend. And he turned a few heads with his first round win as the 12 seed on Saturday, beating 5th seeded Robert Fridley. The other semi-final is pretty much form sheet with 2 and 3 hooking up. Brian Muehlhouse facing Jackson Cowden, a repeat of last year's city semifinal matchup. Muehlhouse 4-3 over one of his former North Cougars, Doak Henry Jr., and Cowden 1-3-2 over Jake Miller in a battle of a couple of former Edgewood Mustangs. The senior quarters saw all 4 top seeds advance to this weekend's semifinals out at the Cades. Defending champ Dick Meacham, Tim Wagner, Rory Brown, and Gary Udaly. And the 8-man Super Seniors has its 4 semifinalists, including defending champion George Finley, number 2 seed Steve McDonald, 5th seeded Gary Walters, and 6th seeded Fred Cooksey. Finley shooting for his 4th crown in the division, which would be a first to go along with the 3 that he won in the seniors division over the years, is paired now with Walters this Saturday in one of the Super Seniors semifinals. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls to kick off your week this week of July, tonight at 6.
And Joe, over the weekend, now baseball is taking its summer hiatus as the focus will be on Cincinnati for all the right reasons, the All-Star game. But the Red Legs not giving us much to cheer for. They had a good start to the week, beat up a good Washington team, and then I think left their bats at Dulles Airport.
Well, I tell you, they just couldn't score any runs, and hits were very minimal, and got blasted again yesterday 8-1 by the Marlins. And yeah, it's going to be a long, hot summer, but that being said, the spotlight shining bright on the Great American Ballpark tonight, a little home run derby. That'll be on ESPN at 8 o'clock, and of course the All-Star game in Cincinnati tomorrow night at 7 o'clock as the NL battles the AL. It was great to see Kyle Schwarber, a native Ohio, and step to the plate at the Great American Ballpark yesterday and contribute like he has done throughout his entire baseball career. It is a short one today, but it's going to be a long one. He was the MVP of the Futures game, as you reported, Glass, and just a great story there to see as he continues to hammer the baseball.
Lots of friends and family there.
Sure.
Another triple. The man's a triple machine, Joe. I don't know what it is about that, but he's every at-bat he has somewhere is a triple.
Well, he puts them where they're not,
yeah.
And he's got the speed. He's got deceiving speed. We all know that, and he's not some slow backstop, and he threw out a runner yesterday as well, so he's sharpening his skills as a receiver as he moves up the ladder in the minors. And of course we know he had that cup of coffee with the Cubs a few weeks ago during interleague play, and he's a keeper.
Absolutely. Cubs have a plethora of them if they can get it to translate on the field. Late baseball last night, the Cardinals and Pirates, for those of you who didn't stay up.
Two-game lead now for those Redbirds.
Went from 4.5 to 2.5 after that win last night, so a big, big win for Pittsburgh.
They need to resharpen their beaks here during the break.
Well, you see their batting lineup. You wonder how they beat anybody. You can't shut teams out every night. So, but the Cardinals fall to the Pirates late last night for the second night in a row in extras. They trailed, did the Pirates, and
that's
came
the
back
thing,
and
you know. And that's the thing. The Pirates have been taking the script from the Cardinals, winning during this streak, which I just has been incredible here through June and now on into July of winning games late, like the Cardinals were all season long.
And moving forward, a busy weekend. Historically on the tennis courts, Serena Williams running over Wimbledon again.
What's that, 22?
I think it's 22. Yeah. I can't remember. It's too many to even count.
Bunch of them.
It's amazing to watch because when she's on, she's impossible to beat.
Yep.
Impossible. And she took care of business. Novak Djokovic wins back-to-back. He wins his third and Wimbledon ninth Grand Slam final as well. And that little kid, Jordan Spieth, he's not going to be a bad golfer when he grows up. He'll be 22 2 weeks from today, Joe. 22.
Yeah, I know. And he just finds a way to get it done. And
number five.
You know, beat Tom Gillis in that playoff over in Silvis, Illinois, the John Deere. But you figured after they went to the second playoff hole, it was going to be all over.
When they went to the playoff, it was going to be
all
over.
It was just classes prolonged a bit.
Yes. In the last 75 years, only two players have won consecutive PGA Tour starts before the age of 23. Their names are Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Now there are three players in the last 75 years to do so, as Spieth won the U.S. Open the last time he teed it up. Anytime you get into categories where there's only Jack and Tiger, Joe, that's not... You can't fluke into that. You can't buy your way into there. You can't get exemptions into there.
So you're saying he has some talent?
Yes. Bags and bags.
Good observation, Margaret.
I'm always good at stating the obvious.
This young man, and he's good for golf. And,
that's
awesome. You know, he'll take the U.S.
So
of A colors. He'll take the U.S. of A colors over to St. Andrews starting Thursday. And, he just got there. After the charter.
That's right.
Yeah, so he'll get a feel for the link set up there. But, got to fine-tune the driver a bit, but he loves where everything else is, and that could be, bad news for the rest of the best, but it's a whole different kind of setup, so we'll see how he attacks it.
Early reports say the weather will be a factor there, which is tough to deal with, but that's why they call it the luck of the draw, and that's why it's really hard to win four of these in a row. Nobody has ever done it. Serena, the oldest player to win in the Grand Slam era, 31. She is 28-1 on the season as well. Not bad for this is 21st Grand Slam. Groff has 22.
Okay.
I'm sorry on that. $3 million for winning Wimbledon. Not bad either. All right, Joe, great job.
All righty.
We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll go racing. You can fill us in on what happened on the weekend there, and we'll get. And we thank the Trojan Horse for being on with us this morning. They're at the corner of Kirkwood and Walnut, and have been since 1978. Home of Greek favorites. American Classics, thetrojanhorse.com. I wouldn't if I were you. You'll get hungry, and they're not open till 11. I don't go looking. Start drooling all over the place. People start looking
drooling.
At you funny.
They told me to stop and get you a little towel for everybody.
There you go.
Your
bib.
Console
give me one of Mikey's
there.
Bibs. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You caught me in a gulp of coffee.
That's good. I'm good like that. They keep you on your toes. It's Monday. Hopefully
he does it
no,
to me every time I take a drink. He asks me a
no
question.
Damage.
Oh, well, I try to time it, see, Margaret, before I think he's going to talk and to me. And
again, it's Monday. We all gotta be steady, Eddie, with that. You had a great weekend at the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We saw
some pictures. It looked like it was a really fun event.
Yeah, it was. It was a sellout for the first time in 5 years. And
overflow.
It's just a we had some overflow. We had some chairs set up, and they were about two rows deep. So, they listened in on the program and captured some of the great moments of all our inductees who had great stories to tell. And, we were out of there by 10 o'clock, and it was one of our quickest banquets for 10 inductees. But, super night. Meet and greet was probably the as well attended as any as we've had, so that continues to be a big popular add to what we've done since day one. And now we'll catch our breaths, get back to work in, probably early fall to look at the class of 2016. But we have 55 members now.
And we'll be waiting to see who class number six is, and that's fantastic stuff, as always, and part of the community, and the growing part of the community. We also have Cutters football going on, Joe. They're in a new league this year. It seems like every year they're in a new league, so it's good you keep us. Well, you got to keep us. Got to keep us on track with this, where they're playing and what's going on. We'll start there. We'll cover some golf on the city beat as well, and some golf that Jordan Spieth kid and his buddy Ricky Fowler had a win this weekend as well. As we get ready for the Open week in St. Andrews.
Well, we'll talk Cutters football on a Monday and putting things together, and at the right time of year, I might add, for Aaron Sauter's Indiana Cutters, who strengthened their chances of making the postseason with yet another solid offensive showing Saturday night out at the Mustang Corral in Ellisville. Your local Summer Pro 11 rolled past the Delaware County Rebels 37-18. Its third victory in a row, moving them to 4-2 in its first season playing in the Minor League Football Alliance. Returning home, too, for the first time in 3 weeks, the locals Saturday night went to work early and often with its well-balanced offensive attack, highlighted by a record 50-yard field goal booted by Dustin Reeser on the final play of the opening half. Now, the Cutters have two regular season games left, both against league top 10 teams, starting this weekend when they host the Allen County Lions at 7 o'clock in the Mustang Corral, and then they close against the Evansville Enforcers on the 25th. The Cutters right now are the number 3 team within the Interstate Division. The top 3 teams from each division will comprise then the 12 overall teams that will make the playoffs, and the playoffs will get underway August the 8th. Mentioning football, our 9-game high school regular season schedule for 2015 is up on our website, WGCLradio.com. The season opener, August the 21st, as Bloomington North, Scott Bless's crew, welcomes in the Columbus East Olympians. The Edgewood Mustangs are on the move, reclassified, if you missed all of this, earlier in the spring to Class 4A, making them now the second smallest school in 4A, plus the Red and Black will now play in a 12-team, two-division setup within the confines of Western Indiana Conference, Edgewood playing in the East Division. That all being said, we'll see and talk about the moves and the changes Tuesday night at 6 o'clock on Timeout for Sports with Edgewood longtime AD Mick Hammett and head football coach Jerry Bland. The Mustangs, by the way, opened 2015 with a non-conference home game with Mitchell on August the 21st. Again, WGCLradio.com for our brand new 2015 high school football schedule. It all starts August the 21st. In the Zone, David Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
All right, Joe, and the racetrack was a busy place this weekend as well.
Yep, we had my two favorite drivers, Kyle Busch, winning for the second time, Glass, on the Sprint Cup circuit. They ran the Kentucky 400 down in Sparta, and his Toyota bested Joey Logano, one of my favorite drivers, who was second.
Two of your favorite drivers go 1-2, huh?
Yeah, they went 1-2. Smitty's doing okay there.
Pretty good weekend.
Well, not bad. Denny Hamlin was third. Jeff Gordon, his final go-around before he retires, started third and finished seventh, so congrats out to Kyle Busch, making a nice comeback now after being injured, obviously, and hopping back in and getting in the group. Sebastian Bourdais became the third different driver to win an oval race in the IndyCar as he won the Wisconsin 250 up in West Allis, Wisconsin. The Bloomington Speedway was off. They'll be back to regular racing on Friday night of this week.
Very good. And Jordan Spieth entered some rarefied air yesterday. He's the only player under 23 to win a tournament multiple times in PGA Tour history.
Yeah.
And he joins Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. What was that stat? I can't even remember how good that stat was.
I'm looking at the whole ball of wax with him having won the Masters and obviously the
U.S. Open.
Open over at St. Andrews.
This week?
If he accomplished that, there's only been, three to do it since Hagen?
Ben Hogan, 1953.
Hogan?
To win the first three in a row. There's other guys that have won three, but not the first three in a row. And he's the only man that can do that. The last 75 years, only two players have won consecutive PGA Tour starts before the age of 23. Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. So that's the kind of stuff. Joe, only 11 players have won the week before a major tournament and gone on to win that. Rory McIlroy did it last year when he won the WGC Bridgestone Open before winning the PGA.
And a nice shout out to former Hoosier Steve Wheatcroft.
Weedy.
Weedy cash for a nice check of $131,000, finishing strong at a round of 65 yesterday to finish tied the top 10.
25 birdies, Joe. Yeah. That man can make them if that's the angle of the
way
day.
Way to go, Weedy.
Yep, that's his second top 10. He was T2, remember, at Humana back in January.
Yeah.
Rolled up 25 birdies that week as well.
Yep.
So Jordan Spieth will keep an eye on him. Ricky Fowler won the Scottish Open.
Saw that.
Staked it on 18.
Had a few U.S. players playing over there,
playing great,
including
Matt Kuchar
Palmer
was right in the mix.
And Kuchar and Mickelson and
10 of the 14 U.S. players made the cut, Joe, and three of them were in the top, 12 or so.
Yeah.
So the Stars and Stripes getting ready for St. Andrews, which starts the Open Championship, the 144th edition. Thursday morning, 4 a.m. on ESPN. Weather might be a factor. At least that's what the early forecast could look like. The great news about Scotland is wait five minutes. And
yeah, well, we
change.
Play through it, too. We play in it. We don't postpone it.
Well, they sometimes do.
If the balls
don't stay on the green,
Last year
they did that.
We've seen
too
wind,
windy
yeah.
where if
yeah.
you can't, yeah. it's not about your comfortability, it's whether the ball stays
yeah,
or doesn't
exactly
stay.
You're exactly correct, and there are a lot of flat surfaces in between those bunkers.
There are, and not any trees to slow it
no.
down. It's Lynx Golf at its finest. Pacers make some more moves over the weekend. We'll take care of that, take a look at the Home Run Derby All-Star Break, and more Jordan Spieth tonight in the Zone 6-7. We'll catch up with you tomorrow night, Time Out for Sports, live in the studio at 6 p.m.
Yep.
So our busy week continues, summer or no summer.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thank you.